And now, Game for One Player by Patrick Simpson.
For heaven's sake, that noise.
Mummy?
What is it, Terry?
He's in the garden again.
Now, Terry, please not. No.
But Mummy, it's there.
I told you I'm too busy for games now. Your father will be home in a minute.
Mummy!
He'll want his tea.
Just look, Mummy, that's all.
Now,
just
Terry,
look.
Run along, I'm busy.
Oh, all right.
A child, too much imagination, that's his trouble. Now, look at the time. It's Jack, not the kettle boiling.
Hello, dear.
Hello, Jack. Had a good day?
Not too bad. Not too bad at all. What about you?
Oh, quiet, you know. Mrs. James came round this afternoon. God, she does natter on, that woman.
Oh, it's better. It's best moment of the day, I reckon. Just sitting down in the old armchair when you're at home.
Kettle's coming to the boil. Tea won't be a minute.
Where's Terry?
He's out in the garden. He's all right. Just playing down the end. Mm. But, Jack, you really will have to speak to him sometime.
Oh, his shoes. Oh, that's it. That's too tight, yeah.
Slippers are under your chair.
Too tight round the toes.
Newspaper, that's what you want.
Newspaper?
Fill them in newspaper. I'll do it tonight. That'll stretch them out a bit.
That's what they need, stretching, just round the toes.
Ah, there. I'll bring you a nice cup of tea. Anything in the paper tonight?
Yeah, it's pretty dull. What was that you meant just now?
Just now.
Something about him to speak to Terry.
Ah, there you are. Nice hot cup of tea.
Ah, yes, it was good. Throat's as dry as a bone.
Got one of your favourites tonight, pork chops.
Yeah, just the job.
And I've creamed the carrots the way you like them.
Now, what do you mean just now about speaking to Terry?
Well, it's getting beyond a joke.
Huh? Well, what's getting beyond a joke?
This silly game of his.
Mm. Tea's good. Game?
Well, whatever it is. He's always going on about it, comes rushing into the house saying it's in the garden again.
It?
Well, he never says what it is, just it. Oh, it was harmless enough at first, just a bit of childish fun, but now, well, it's gone beyond a joke, Jack.
Doesn't he ever say what it is?
Never. Doesn't seem able to describe it, Summer. But then there's nothing to describe because there's nothing there. It's just a silly game. You'll have to speak to him, Jack.
Well, there's no real harm in games.
No, but this is becoming an obsession. It'll have to stop.
Well, perhaps there is something there that he sees.
Well, that's just it. The first couple of times, just to humour him, I went out into the garden to have a look. There was nothing there.
And what did he have to say then?
Well, just shrugged his shoulders and said it had gone away.
Just a game, that's all. Just a small boy's game.
No, it's gone too far, Jack. It really has. Why, just before you came in.
Well, just before I came in, what?
Well, he rushed indoors and said it was out there again.
Hmm. Oh, well, I suppose I'd better speak to him.
I mean, it's so silly, isn't it? He should be too old for sort of tricks like that.
Yeah, I'll speak to him.
Tonight, Jack?
Yes, I'll speak to him tonight.
You were late this morning. I didn't know the clock was 5 minutes slow, not till I put the radio on. Did you get your train all right?
Yeah, just. I had to run for it, though. Yes, I had to run all right.
What, too?
Yes, just in a minute, dear, in a minute.
Is Terry coming now?
Mummy! Oh, hello, Daddy.
Hello, son. Now, where's that kiss, eh? That's better.
Oh, Terry, I wish you'd wipe your shoes when you come in.
Sorry, Mummy.
Well, now, what have you been doing with yourself today, young man?
Oh, what do you want to talk about, Daddy?
Oh, just have a little chat, that's all. Now, what have you been doing with yourself today,
Oh, nothing much.
Oh, come on now. You know, I remember when I was your age, every day was quite an adventure. Yes, quite an adventure.
I've just been playing, that's all.
What are you looking out the window for?
It's still there.
Well, yes. Well, just for a few moments, come and sit by me.
Don't you want to see?
In a minute, son. Let's have a little chat first, shall we?
Oh, I suppose so.
Yeah, that's right. There. You see, you're still small enough to sit on my lap, aren't you?
Mrs. James came.
Oh, so we've had a visitor this afternoon, have we?
I don't like her.
Now, you mustn't talk about people like that, you know.
She always kisses me, and it's a horrible wet kiss. I don't like it.
Yes, well, I can understand that.
Can you?
Yes, of course I can. I was a small boy like you myself once. And you've been playing, have you?
Yes?
In the garden?
Yes, in the garden.
Yeah. You like it in the garden?
Yes.
What sort of games do you play?
Oh, just games, that's all.
Cowboys and Indians, perhaps?
Sometimes.
And I suppose you imagine yourself as a great strapping cowboy chasing around on a horse, a revolver at the ready?
Sometimes I'm the Indian, and I sneak up and ambush the wagon train.
Oh, yes, it sounds great fun. But it's just a game, isn't it?
Yes, that's all.
Yeah. And you're not really a cowboy or Indian, are you? You just imagine yourself as one.
Oh, I suppose so.
It's amazing what you can do with imagination, isn't it?
Sometimes, when I'm in bed, I pretend it's a ship. And I'm the captain, and I'm sailing our way across the sea.
Yeah, there you are, imagination again. But, you know, sometimes imagination can get out of hand. It can run away with you.
Run away with me?
Yeah. Well, no, let's take an example. Now, this business of you keep saying there's something in the garden.
But there is. That isn't pretending, that's real.
There, that's what I mean by your imagination running away with you.
It isn't. That there really is something there.
All right. Now, supposing you tell me what you think. Think, mind you, that you see in the garden.
But it isn't thinking. It's really there. If you'd have looked just now,
Well, if I'd have looked just now, what?
You'd have seen it.
Seen what?
Seen it in the garden.
Well, what does it look like? Come on, you say you've seen it. You must know. Is it small or big?
Big. Tremendously big.
Yeah, so it's big. Now, is it an animal?
No.
Well, a bird. A big crow, perhaps. There are quite a few around here, and they look very big to a little boy like
but
you.
But it isn't a bird.
Well, it's a person, then, a man.
I can't explain. It's just...
It's what?
Just the thing in the garden.
Well, what colour is it?
Black. Big and black and...
And?
It's got a mouth.
Oh. Oh, it sounds rather grim, this thing of yours.
It's horrible.
And you're frightened of it?
Sometimes.
And whereabouts in the garden do you see it?
Right down at the bottom.
Every day?
Nearly every day.
And you've seen it today?
Yes. It was there just now. I told you, but you wouldn't look.
All right. Let's go and have a look out the window now, shall we?
Oh, well, if you like.
And if I see it, I'll chase it all round the garden and cut off its tail with a carving knife.
I don't think it's got a tail.
Well, I can't see anything. It's only the garden. Come and have a look for yourself, Terry.
It's gone.
If it was ever there.
But I tell you it was.
Now, look, Terry, this has got to stop.
It was there. It was.
Now, it's gone quite far enough. It's a stupid game and it's beginning to upset your mother.
It isn't a game.
Now, Terry, I've given you fair warning. I've been very, very patient with you. I've listened to what you had to say and I've looked for myself. And now it's got to stop. Do you understand?
But, Daddy.
Terry. Now, if I so much as hear one more word about this ridiculous nonsense, then I should have to give you a good hiding. Now, it's a long time since I've given you a good hiding, isn't it?
Yes, Daddy.
Yes. And you don't particularly want another one, do you?
No.
Now, very well then. We'll consider that that's the end of the matter.
Oh. Here's another cup of tea for you, Jack.
Oh, thanks, dear. That's very welcome. Most welcome.
Everything all right, then?
Oh, yes. Terry and I have been having a little chat, haven't we, son?
Yes, Daddy.
Yes, and I think we've got everything straightened out.
Can I go and play in the garden again for a little while?
Well, I don't know. It's nearly your bedtime.
Oh, please, Mummy.
Oh, go on, let him, just for a few minutes.
All right, then, just for a few minutes.
Thank you, Mummy.
And Terry, you remember what I told you?
Yes, Daddy. I won't forget.
Well, I think that little problem's been ironed out.
You talked to him?
Oh, yes, I talked to him.
About this stupid game?
Yes. I'm very patient, I was. I explained things to him carefully, and then I listened to his side of the story. It's important that, you know, I always think you've got to reason with them. Yes, it went off very well.
It was getting on my nerves, Jack. It really was.
Yes, went off very well indeed.
Keep coming in like that, talking about something he'd seen in the garden.
Yes, well, I think I'll put a stop to it all.
Well, he had to be spoken to.
Oh, yes, that's what I spoke to him. Patiently, mind you.
It was beyond a joke.
I don't think he'll have any more worries on that score.
Well, that's a relief, I can tell you.
Hello.
What's the matter?
Well, it's beginning to rain.
Rain?
Yes, some spots on the window, look.
Oh, he shouldn't have gone out again, and it's late for his bedtime as it is.
Yeah, well, I'll call him in.
No, don't you disturb yourself, Jack. I'll call him through the window.
just rain in the wind, that's all it is.
Terry!
Well, you ought to come when he's called, you really ought.
I can't see him, Jack.
He's hiding somewhere, I expect.
He's usually so good when he's called, too.
He must be in the garden somewhere.
There aren't many places he can hide.
I know, we'll go and have a look for him.
But he should have come when he was called.
It's just a new game, that's all. He wants us to find him.
But it's raining.
No, it's stopped now. Now, come on, dear. Breath of fresh air won't do us any harm.
I suppose not.
Ooh. Yeah, it's colder than I thought.
Oh, it's terribly cold.
The time of the year.
It shouldn't be cold like this, or we'll catch his death. Terry! Terry!
Terry, come along now.
I can't see him anywhere.
Oh, he's hiding, that's what he's doing. You know, I really must get down to see to these roses at the weekend.
Terry!
He's down at the end of the garden, I'll bet. Let's go and see.
Oh, it's so cold. It's uncanny somehow.
Terry, come on now.
We really ought to do something about the bottom of the garden.
Yeah, it's a bit of a wilderness, isn't it? I'll dig it over, that's what I do. Vegetables, make it into a vegetable patch.
Terry!
Oh, looks as if Terry's been doing some digging.
Digging?
Yeah, these marks in the ground. Been quite busy, hasn't he?
Terry!
You know
what?
Those marks. Well, for a moment, if you look at them, it's as if...
It's as if what, Jack?
Oh, it's just Terry's fun.
Oh, what were you going to say?
Well, if you look at them, you see, it's as if something has been standing there.
Standing?
Yeah, something big, I mean. it's just a silly notion. Now, really, this has gone quite far enough.
Terry!
Oh, no, what? He's probably slipped round into the front garden.
That's the only place he can be.
There's marks. It's odd, you know.
He must be in the front garden, Jack.
Well, go and look, shall we?
This is going too far. You'll have to speak to him again.
Yes, I'm afraid he will. I'm afraid so. Terry!
Terry! Terry!
Now, come along, Terry. Come on, the game's over.
Terry! Terry!
Terry!
Terry!
That was Game for One Player by Patrick Simpson. Production was by Brian Miller.